a couple of other cases drawn from that period, then I'm going to do a very fast trace out of the evolution or history of the FBI, some high points along the line, tie that back together, and wrap this up. How many people out there heard of something called the Reno Gang? Not one. How about the James Younger Gang? Doing any better with Jesse James? Oh, man, nobody grew up in cowboy movies. James. Jesse James. Oh, yeah, that Jesse James.
Daltons.
Not the Daltons. It'd be with the Youngers. Okay. Two fairly famous cases early on in the Pinkerton Detective Agency's history that add luster to the label of being a Pinkerton man. The Renos, not the Jameses, were the folks who invented train robbery, which really upset this major enterprise called railroaders. Okay? The owners of the railroad really didn't like the idea of these hayseeds out in Indiana. This isn't even the Wild West. It's downstate Indiana. Boarding the train, removing strong boxes and stuff like that. On the other hand, the people in southern Indiana kind of dug it. The reason they kind of dug it in southern Indiana in the rural population is because the federal government had this interesting little policy of going in and foreclosing their land under eminent domain and setting the price. They almost treated them like Indians. Just set them idly. Set a price to the land. They kind of ripped them off for what they figured the real value of the land was. Then gave the land to the railroads as rights away or to auction back to the people that had been impounded from at a higher rate in order to raise capital to lay track, because that was in the national interest, or so federal planners said. And so the population of southern Indiana wasn't too keen on railroads, and anybody that was taken down to railroads was just okay by them. So the Pinkertons were brought in to solve it, and guess what? They couldn't. They could neither get the goods in terms of evidence on the people they knew were doing it, nor could they lay hands on the people themselves for quite a period of time. Finally, they got one, and this real interesting thing happened. These people are immensely popular in southern Indiana, but as soon as the guy is incarcerated, a lynch mob forms and goes over and takes him right out of the jail, overpowers the jailer. Jailer was just helpless, okay? Takes him out, puts a noose around his neck, says, "We're going to hang you in the next 5 minutes if you don't tell us where your friends are." And terrified, he starts to divulge information. Having gotten all the information there was for him to divulge, they hanged him to make a point, and went and grabbed the other two, or the next two. Took him to the same jail. Okay? There's outrage in the county about the lynching that's just occurred, but guess what? That night a lynch mob forms and goes down and overpowers the jailer. The jailer was just helpless, just couldn't do a thing, and they take the two guys out, and they put nooses around their necks, tell them if they don't divulge all the information they know about the whereabouts of the rest of the gang, they're going to kill them. Terrified, they divulge the information, and they're hanged anyway. And they did the whole gang that way.